Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the globe, whatever time it is, people listening into Blood River Radio, God bless you people, our friends and relatives out there. We just love you to death. We do this a lot for y'all. We do it for ourselves, for our own family. We do it for our family of white people. Anyway, people, as you probably know, it is August the 28th, the last weekend of August, and it's going to be our last installation of our special program on Charlottesville. This will be our fifth installment. We're going to be doing that tonight. Anyway, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and like I said, we're listening to Blood River Radio. I think we're the really, I don't think anybody can touch us as far as being red hot. We bar nothing. There's no subject is taboo, and we are not peaceful. We do not advocate peace like some of these other peaceniks. You know, if it takes violence to get the thing done, I've always thought it was absurd to speak peace, and the whole damn world's at war. You know, your enemy is trying to come and kill you, yet you're preaching people peace. And I'm not saying just go out and kill just for the hell of it, but I'm saying you've got to be ready to defend yourself. And that's too much of a rabbit trail already. But anyway, it is, like I said, it's August 28th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. No wonder there's no other name under the sun other than Jesus Christ, which man can be saved. And people, I got a lot to talk about real quick. But before we go any further, you know, on Blood River Radio, we don't take a step without saying the prayer. And we got the one and only General, Dr. Hill, coming on tonight to say the prayer. If you will, Dr. Hill, if you will, please bless us with let's go to the Lord in prayer, Dr. Hill.
I appreciate that, Eddie. All right, let's pray, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful day. And we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Lord, I pray that you will make us your good and faithful servants. Pray that you will be our sword and our shield, and that you will give us victory in the name of Christ and for his cause on this earth. Lord, we pray that our enemies will fall into the pit that they're digging for us, that you will confuse their counsel and break their teeth, as the Bible tells us to pray. These imprecatory prayers we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, General Hill. General Hill, Dr. Hill, he led us in prayer when we left for the Battle of Charlottesville back in the faithful day of 8/12/17. And we can't honor it too much. We can't name it too much. We'll talk about that. The second part of the show, we'll have Jason Kessler is going to be on with the Marine. I just call him Mr. Marine Jeans, but it's not anymore. He is the bitter ender because he took his ribbons and his medals to the recruiting officer and said, "Hey, have you carried the garbage out yet?" And they said, "No." He said, "Well, take these damn things with you," because they kicked out a fit kid that had a Confederate flag, battle flag tattooed on him. But that's the kind of people we got. And you know, before we go any further, we have the one and only Rich Hamlin on tonight. He's going to be riding shotgun. I like to call him the bearded wonder because he has a beard. He is a wonder. He got a mind like a steel trap. But before we go any further, I have to make a quick announcement. We have our wonderful donors to keep us on the air, keep us on the road. We have the Mr. Buddy in Arkansas. Man, what a mind. Talking about a mind of a steel trap. I wish I was that quick when I was 18. But Mr. Buddy continues to support us. He knows we've got a lot of road trips. I won't talk about him tonight because we don't have enough time. We got Alan of Florida. Man, what a warrior he is. He's listening tonight, and he's told us, guys, that he wants us to raise a black flag. And he also said he wants us to do like the General of Florida. He wants to raise a black flag and bust hell wide open. That's what we're going to do. And we also have Paul in South Carolina, who out of the blue said, how much would it take me to go to Harrison, Arkansas? This time next week, I'll be up in Harrison, Arkansas with the good people up there with the Klan. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it's the Knights Council, all that. It is the Knights Council, but it is straight-up Klan, folks. That's where we'll be next week, broadcasting from up there. And then we'll come back the week after that. We'll be, God willing, September the 10th and 11th, we'll be over there with Dr. Hill and the Bearded Wonder. We're all going to be over down in Alabama at the League Conference, and we'll talk about more about that later. Also, very, very, very quick, let's see. I'm going to open up. We're going to let Rich and Dr. Hill tell us about the forest internment, and plus Gene's going to talk about that, general forest internment. Gene's going to cover that pretty much in the second hour. Tonight, like I said, we have Dr. Hill, and we have Rich Hamblin on, and later we have Jason Kessler. But listen, I'm just going to open up people like this. I don't even like to talk about these news items because they're so idiotic. But what you got over here in Afghanistan, this is the opinion. This is the gospel according to Eddie Miller. You got the Mujahideen, which fought the Soviets back in around in the 70s, and they're still around. They've kind of morphed and got together with, you know, merged with the Al Qaeda, ISIS, Al Nusra, all these people. I mean, there's about 15 of the so-called most terrorist organizations in the world, and people. Let me tell you what, they have been working hand in hand with Israel and the Mossad for at least 20 years, I know you, Duke, talks about this. Israel takes these fighters that have been going into Syria to fight the Christian Assad. Assad, the head honcho of Syria, he has Christians in his department, in his cabinet. They have politicians there. They give safe haven to Christians. He likes Christians. Nobody else in that area of the country does like Christians. And Israelis, and Jews, are precious Jews out there, they despise Christians. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus Christ. Well, that, like I said, the CIA, the NSA have been working with those people for years. They didn't. They're leaving all these state-of-the-art tanks and artillery, and God only knows what else over there in Afghanistan was designed. Don't fall for it. Don't think that the United States Army and Marines were overpowered. It's all a setup. I predict those tanks will be used against Israel's enemies to make the world safe for Israel. They'll probably use them against Assad, but there's no good purpose. And so with that, setting the table, I'm going to shut up. You people know what I like to do. I like to go save my questions for after we come back from the break. So right now, we're going to introduce Rich Hamblin, and Rich and Dr. Hill are going to take over. How are you doing tonight, Rich?
No, I'm doing fine, Eddie. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I tried to get all that out as fast as I could so it wouldn't take up too much of y'all's time. But
what do you think
about that? What do you think, Dr. Hill? Chime in on what I just said about Al Qaeda. If you want to, if you don't want to, we'll do something else. But that's what I think. I hate to see our people.
Let Rich go ahead and speak on this.
Okay, go ahead,
Rich. I don't think this is accidental at all. It's you got to remember that we didn't invade Afghanistan until after the negotiations for the pipeline coming from former Soviet Central Asia into Pakistan fell through when the Taliban was in charge. I mean, and this is like, you know, it's probably like 6 months or a year before 9/11, which was the ostensible reason for going over there and punishing the Taliban, as because they were providing safe haven to bin Laden. But I don't think, all this stuff is so convoluted and complicated that we down at our level will probably never know what's going to, or we should live so long that we ever find out what's really happening behind the scenes and what the motivations are. But one thing I want to mention with Afghanistan is Belt and Road. If the audience is not familiar with it, they need to become familiar with it. It's the One Belt, One Road initiative by China to link the Chinese markets to Europe, and Afghanistan is going to be an integral part of it. I think the Chinese said as soon as the Taliban got some kind of operational government set up, that they would give it recognition. And, of course, Afghanistan's sitting on one of the richest reserves of rare earth metals in the world, the minerals that are necessary for all this green economy and electric vehicles and all this kind of stuff. So there's, for the United States to be so feckless as to waste $2.5 trillion, I think that's what they spent over there in the last 20 years, and then just let it, you know, let it all go away. And plus leaving enough military hardware to equip a 300,000-man army. I mean, they just, you know, that's a lot of stuff over there. And if you don't think they know exactly where all those planes are parked or all those weapons dumps are, then you got another thing coming. You know, if they can take out an ISIS terrorist just like they did, they claimed to have yesterday, the one that masterminded the bombing of the airport, you know, good and well, they could blow up all that hardware if they really wanted to. So there's a lot of stuff going on here, and it's all to serve the interests of the internationalists and not to serve the interests of the American public, you know. And I really extend my sympathies and condolences to the families of these men and women who've been killed over there for basically no good reason.
Hey, amen. You
yeah,
know,
this,
you made
this thing.
Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, this thing had the Mossad CIA fingerprints all over it from the very beginning. When I heard about what happened and heard that there were, 12, 13 U.S. Marines killed, I said, well, somebody is doing something here to make it impossible for the United States to leave that area, because one of the things that Biden was being criticized for by all of these news outlets, for example, that always supported him, they finally came down hard on him for ending a war. You know, you don't mess with their wars. And
yes, sir.
You know,
Dr.
You kill,
Hill, we have to go to our first
Americans.
Break. We'll be right back
yeah,
after
sure.
this break, Dr. Hill.
I'll pick
and
this
take
up when I get back, yeah.
Yes, sir. Folks, hang on. We've got Dr. Hill on here, the Director of League of the South. We've got Rich Hamlin on, our brother. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you deserve
somebody. Well, dear people, thank you. We've got Dr. Hill on, we've got Rich Hamlin, we've got myself. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, I mentioned a while ago the CIA and Mossad. I think I probably ought to put MI6 in there, too. You know, one of the things that you don't do is you don't mess with these people's wars. Now, you know, on the surface, all this military equipment is going to supply God knows how many terrorist organizations with the wherewithal to to continue fighting a war over there and wait and see if America doesn't get back in it, because we've got to avenge our national honor here. So this is going to work out for all the warmongers just fine, because getting out of that conflict over there was the last thing the globalists wanted, and it's the last thing that Israel wanted. So whatever Israel wants, the United States does. So we're about to see that, and more American lives, southern lives, will be lost over there in some godforsaken a place for no reason at all, other than to serve the interests of Israel and the globalist. So all of this is, I think, a setup. I don't think there's anything accidental about it. I don't think that there's some terrorist group over there that's defying the will of the Taliban or the United States. I think all these people in bed with one another, and have been, as Eddie said, for at least the past 20 years, if not longer. So that's where we are.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, going back to Rich now, Rich, what do you think? Here, this is what's insane to me. We got all these wonderful Southern Baptists. They can't see our border. It's the Southern border. We don't even have a border. We're being overrun by who knows how many millions of these dark-skinned people that hate us, and they're in here using the United States as a hammock. We're supporting them and giving them free hots and a cot, Rich and Dr. Hill. They don't wear masks. They hadn't been vaccinated. They don't social distance. Yet we don't have a single soldier down on the Mexican border protecting our country, protecting us. Yet why the hell are these, and I'll just name the Southern Baptists, is that that's kind of a generic term for these fake evangelical Christians who actually they're Judeo-Christians. They're so concerned about protecting, you know, our honor, like Dr. Hill said, and, you know, and getting revenge against these evil, Afghanis. So how about that, Rich? Go ahead. Take off, brother.
Well, don't forget Catholic Charities, too. They're probably doing more work to resettle refugees in this country than any other organizations. And, of course, the Jewish Benevolent Association, HIAS, I guess, or whatever, the Hebrew International Aid Society, has long been down there with vehicles and buses and whatever, ferrying people from the Mexican border up into the United States. The church in general is, I don't know what it's become, but it is no longer Christ-centered, and it's no longer true to the Bible. And these Protestants, evangelicals, have been taken over by, you know, things like the Scofield Bible and the Rockefeller money that goes into all the seminaries, and, you know, and you can go back to Samuel Untermeyer and all that nonsense at the turn of the century. It's been a long, long road. As Dr. Hill well knows, because he's a historian, and I've studied this quite a bit, and we could talk about books we've read that were written 100 years ago that are playing out exactly now on the national stage. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the United States has fallen flat on its face twice in the last, 50 years or so, I guess, with the debacle in Vietnam. And now we're under, with all this internal dissent. And of course, we know a lot of that was generated by communist money, money that was funneled through the Communist Party where it ultimately originated. Who knows? I mean, when you talk about things like, the USS Liberty incident and the influence that the Israeli lobby has got on the United States. But now we're at a time when not only is the economy a shell, in spite of what you hear on the mainstream news, we've had riots in the streets, we've had all these tyrannical moves by state governors to lock down their states and the mask mandates, and now they're going with a vaccine that's not really a vaccine. It's been licensed, but it's not really licensed. The one they license is not the one that's available, and now they're getting ready to order everyone in the armed forces and on in the U.S. payroll. Well, not all U.S. payroll, but just the ones that really count, in addition to states mandating their firefighters and policemen and school teachers and all this stuff to take that thing, which is, you know, we can go into a whole big discussion on that. But I know enough about it that I don't want, you know, let it near me. But I don't think it's any accident that we're suffering this disaster overseas. Now, I think it's, it could be part of a much larger plan. I think we could all agree on that. We may differ a little bit on the details and maybe the direction it's taken, but it's not good for our future, and we are in the crosshairs. I mean, that's one thing we got to realize, and the audience needs to realize.
Well, another thing too, this happens when a nation turns its face away from God, and that's what's happening to us right now. We need to get down on our knees as a people and repent. And, we need to ask God to once again be our God and let us be his people. The Old Testament is full of examples of this, when the people turn away from God and what he allows to happen to them. And we're no different. That's happening to us today. We turned our face away, and this system is in the process of crumbling. I'm telling you this, all you listeners out there, you better start getting your own houses in order, because this system is crumbling. The foundation is beginning to fall apart. And at first, when a building falls, it's almost like it's in slow motion. And that's where we are right now. But the more the process goes on, the faster it gets. And all of a sudden, the edifice is laying in pieces at your feet, and you're wondering what's going to be done to put it back together. We need to be able to survive what's happening, and we need to be able to put something together out of the ashes of what's left. And that's going to be our job, and that's why we need to be able to survive this thing. That's why we need to be able to understand what's going on. That's why we don't need to be taking any vaccines. It's almost like the Snow White poison apple, I saw a meme the other day with the old witch with a big hook nose, you know what that means, the Jew witch, right, handing little innocent Snow White, the little innocent white girl, an apple, saying, it's been approved by the FDA, as if that means anything, So, don't take the vaccine, don't wear the mask, don't lock down, get your house in order to survive the coming bad times, and those bad times are at our doorstep right now. And this whole mess in Afghanistan is just another example of the lengths to which the globalists will go to involve our resources, to involve our country in something that is no good for the people of this country. It benefits the globalists and Israel, of course. Israel is always there. But it doesn't benefit the American people. We need to withdraw our consent. We need to get in a mode of non-compliance with everything that the establishment wants us to do today. We need to be non-compliant with it, because we are entering into the crisis period that most of us have known was coming all our lives, or all our adult lives anyway. We just didn't know what form exactly it was going to take. And now those shadows are becoming clear to us. And we're seeing now the form that this is going to take. And we're seeing what kind of resistance we need to put up to it. And that's what we need to be doing and focusing on here on out until we get through this and can start the rebuilding process. I'm confident that God is going to save a remnant of his people, and we just need to know what we need to do as his people in these hard and very, very difficult times.
Excellent. That's excellent. A lot of my speech is going to be covering just a lot, pretty much what some of the things you said. But Dr. Hill, before we go right back to Rich, we're almost up to the break. But I think the key, you named the key, we have to, if we don't turn from our wicked ways, reject sin, and turn back to God, it's over. Nailed it.
Amen. That's the first thing we do.
Absolutely.
We have to do that. Well, people, we have to go to our second break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, I'm going to throw a little, Rich mentioned something about this Untermeyer guy. That's an aside. We'll go right back to Rich. Be right back. Hold on to your seat.
Exposing corruption.
Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Taliban terrorist group has taken full control of almost every area near the airport in the capital of Afghanistan and is ready to take over as soon as U.S. troops depart, two senior officials from the group claimed on Friday. As soon as the Americans leave, they just have to give us the signal and we will then take over, he said. This can be done as early as this weekend, he added. For women, the question is, what's next? After 20 years of advancements in women's rights to education, to work, and to even leave the home, now appear to be dashed. Afghan human rights activist Serena Faizi.
20 years, we worked so hard to get to where we are right now. But, you know, look at that. Just in 2 weeks, you know, we lost everything that we worked so hard for. They're hopeless. They're helpless. The only one thing that they're looking for is for a miracle. My family's right now in Afghanistan. I have six sisters.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
School districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, a judge said Friday, ruling that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the mandates. Broward County School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood says they have a responsibility to protect those in the schools.
With what we know from science and medicine and how this airborne pandemic is spreading, we feel very strongly that we have to protect the people in our school district.
The Democrat Majority Committee probing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th issued letters to 15 telecommunications and social media companies, including giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google, asking them to provide a series of documents related to the day. The committee is seeking a range of records, including data, reports, analyses, and communications, stretching back to spring of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Well, dear people, I'll tell you what, I think this is one hell of a broadcast we're having tonight. You go right back to Rich. But Rich, we were just talking about during the break, this Untermeyer dude, he did a lot more than I even knew. But if you've been around, we've had Inspector Jim Rothstein on quite some time ago, and he's in ill health right now. But he talked about this Untermeyer Park, and Inspector Rothstein worked his way down into the sewers of pedophilia in New York, the Satan worship. But I remember the Untermeyer Park because he said the Satanists were sacrificing animals there. He had a tip. Him was one of his buddies went there. And this is one of the rabbit trails I'm famous for going down. And they found, absolutely, they were sacrificing animals there. And I believe later on they found some evidence they were sacrificing humans there. But that's just kind of an aside. Rich, go back and tell the people some of the things we were talking about during the break, if you don't mind, my brother.
Well, it's Dr. Hill and I are talking about books we have read. And there's an author named Nesta Webster, who was British, and wrote around the time of the First World War, and she's got a book called World Revolution, which is, you can still find copies in print, but you can also find it on the internetarchives.org. I highly recommend that site to anybody that wants to look for obscure and out-of-print works. And, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff in there, and you can find that book there as a downloadable PDF
You can have it printed out if you wanted to, or you can just put it on your computer and read. But she wrote this book called World Revolution. She was a student of all this. I think she was married to the police high commissioner in India during the British Empire. And she goes back to the days of the Illuminati founding, which is in 1776, and its influence. The Illuminati, of course, were founded in Bavaria, I believe it was, by a Jewish Jesuit named Adam Weishaupt, and they infiltrated organizations, or maybe basically founded Freemasonry, which of course spread out throughout Europe in the English-speaking world, and was one of the big instruments for overthrowing the French monarchy and causing the bloody French Revolution. If you're not familiar with the French Revolution, you should get Professor Otto Scott's book on Robespierre and read some of it. I mean, it's hair-raising. But she chronicles how this thread has gone through throughout European history, going up into the socialist movements and the utopian societies that came out of England that actually made their way over here to the United States, to places like Rugby and Oneida, the Oneida community up north, and these utopian socialist places, and then to the failed revolutions of 1848 when they attempted to overthrow the monarchies and establish basically a communist society. And a lot of them fled to the United States and got welcomed into Lincoln's army when he was waging war against the South. And, of course, these refugees also were fundamental in the founding of the Republican Party. People don't know that, but it's the absolute truth. And then beyond that, she goes into the International Socialists that Marx founded and operated in the late 19th century, and then going up through the early revolutions in Russia, and finally up to the Russian Revolution. She wrote this book in like 1921, so she didn't have an opportunity really to go into Bela Kun's reign in Hungary and into the Weimar Republic in Germany. But the things that happen in those places are exactly the same things that are going on here. And it's the attack on religion, it's the attack on morality, it's the
on the family. You know,
it's about on the family. It's everything. It's attack on the history, because they want to destroy the memory of the people, and they want to divide people along those class lines. So, I mean, if you want to get education on a real education, read what happened then and compare it to what's going on now. The big difference is that we don't have a savior, a political savior that's waiting in the wings, building an organization. We're too fragmented as far as that goes. But Untermyer, you mentioned, he's the one that financed Cyrus Schofield to do his commentary on the Bible and got it published, I think, in 1919. And, of course, this spread to all the seminaries, all the Protestant seminaries, and into all the churches, you know, through the Dallas Theological Seminary and all these prominent Baptist churches, to the point now that, it's to speak otherwise, to have a thought otherwise, in other words, to actually read what the Bible says, especially Jesus, and, you know, I'm talking about the Pharisees and the synagogue of Satan, is a minority opinion now. And at one time, we had citizens in the United States who stood up for this kind of stuff. Henry Ford was a good example in the 1920s until he got beaten down by a Jewish boycott, you know, and withdrew his international Jew articles. And as Dr. Hill was saying, Charles Lindbergh was the America First. But, of course, America First got subverted by Roosevelt and his machinations. And I got a lot to say about Roosevelt, too, but I'll shut up for a minute and let somebody else talk.
Well, I got a question for Dr. Hill.
Oh, man, I can't. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, you know, Rich, man, what a brain. He's not a Vanderbilt grad for nothing. But anyway, y'all make me feel ignorant. But, you know, Dr. Hill, I have a question. You know, Rich outlined how the Illuminati, if I've heard enough, they kind of they went into France, cranked up the French Revolution, and Rich is right. I've heard it is beyond bloody. But these people we're talking about, the Illuminati, the Untermyer people, the Rothschilds, all these people, they are of their, and I'm, this is a kind of a question or statement. They are of their father, the devil, and of their the will of their father, the lust of their father, they will do. He was a liar in the beginning. He was a murderer. He came to kill, rob, steal. Okay, they. You know what they did to France? Dr. Hill, did they do it? Did they do it to France? These the butchery that went on the French Revolution. They did it there. Did they do it because they were Christians? And the second part of that question, I guess, it's kind of a rhetorical question. Are they coming here to do us in, but precisely for the same reason that we started out supposedly as a Christian country?
The French Revolution led to the Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolshevik Yes. Revolution is being replicated today, 100 years later. This is all of a piece, as they say, and it's all accountable to the Jew, the international Jew. Weiss, Adam Weishaupt was a Jew. He founded the Illuminati in 1776. 13 years later, you had the Masonic, the Grand Orient Masonic Lodges in Europe fomenting the French Revolution. The purpose of that was to overthrow the strongest monarchy in Europe at the time, the Bourbon dynasty in France. And then they spread that that poison to Europe, as Rich has already pointed out, in the 1848 revolutions, about a half a century or so later. And, you know, they've been working on this ever since. Russia was the target in the early 20th century, but it was not the main target. The main target's always been the United States. The Jews, the communist internationalist Jews, have always realized that if they could take down the United States, which is the center of Western civilization and has been since the end of World War One, 100 years ago, and now you're seeing the fruition, the sour fruits coming into focus here of what they've been doing for the last 100 or so years. This is their power grab. That's why I said before, this whole system is about to collapse, because that's what the Jew does. He destroys. And you were quoting, Eddie, John chapter 8, verse 44 a while ago. Christ identified these people. They are destroyers. They are liars. They are murderers, and have been since the beginning. And the fruits of their program, which is, and they've been very patient in working it out. But I think that that is coming to a head right now, and I think they're making their final move. And whether or not this is the camp of the saints moment, Revelation 20, I don't know, because as the Bible says, nobody knows the day or the hour of the second coming, but I'm telling you this, things are coming to a head, and we as Christian warriors had better get ready for the fight, because the enemy is bringing it to us right now.
Amen. And I'd like to remind our audience that Dr. Hill is a professor of history. He actually taught history at university level, University of Alabama. We have nothing but the best people on this show, and I'm so proud of them. They make me feel ignorant. I'm struggling to come up with questions that won't expose my ignorance. But Dr. Hill, one more question. Now, you mentioned something that I've often thought. The United States is the very center of the apple. Well, I'll ask that question when we come back from the break, Dr. Hill. We'll cover that question I want to ask you. Hang on, people. We'll be right back. We're going to our last segment. This is going just too fast. Hold on to your... Go get you some coffee or something. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad, and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you for holding on. Time's flying, so I'm going to go right back. I asked Dr. Hill a question. Why, oh Lord, has the United States of America always been the apple that the Illuminati want most of all? Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, I think this is the nation where you had the God's people migrated here in large numbers and tamed this continent that God had preserved for us to create a great civilization that would basically fulfill a lot of the Old Testament prophecies about having a people that numbered as the stars of the heavens and the sand of the seashores, and would be a blessing to the other nations. We were supposed to be that. And the Jews, who have been identified by Christ, of course, in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, as a synagogue of Satan, and in John 8:44 as children of the father of lies, they've had their sights on us from the very beginning. And this is their final play. And I think, as we mentioned offline there in the break, about the vaccine passports and what all this means, this is their final play against the United States. We are so blessed to be living in these days where we can be warriors for Christ against his demonic enemies who are arrayed against us. I can't tell you how joyful it makes me to be a warrior for Christ and for our people in these days.
Amen. Amen. I'm getting chilled by you saying that. Rich, what do you think about what Dr. Hill said?
Let me add one thing to that. This has been a long time happening. Remember the famous words of Marsh Robert E. Lee when he said, "I fear
yes.
this consolidated government will become tyrannical at home and aggressive abroad." And that's what's been happening since the end of that war. And all these people that get misty-eyed in the SCV about the old stars and stripes and their daddies and granddaddies that fought in World War II and to defeat the evil Germans, they need to remember this. It's been a constant march since that time, but Marsh Robert pegged it, and we're there now.
We are there now, sir. You are absolutely right. We are there
yes,
now.
Dr. Hill, is there
now,
what
you
is
get
it?
Your vaccine, if you get your vaccine passport now, you got to get your vaccine, you got to get your poison, and they're going to have you exactly where they want you. So be
yeah,
aware
after
of
they,
that.
And after they destroy the dollar and they give everybody a bank account with the Fed, which the Fed is already, a private bank, has said that they've already that's set up for every individual American, they're going to start throwing out money like the stimulus money. And if you don't behave, you're going to get cut off.
You don't get it. That's right. They'll cut off your account.
It's the true mark. It's the mark of the beast where you can neither buy nor sell without it.
Well, it certainly does look like that, and they have the ability to cut you off at any time, and if you have a poor social credit score, like they're doing in China now, then you may be on the road somewhere trying to get some gas or get some food or whatever, and you may not have anything that works. And if they don't take cash anymore, that's out. So you may just find yourself walking home if you get home.
You made a great point, Dr. Hill. I heard just the other day, as a matter of fact, my best friend, I've been knowing him for 58 years, Dr. Hill knows who I'm talking about. He lives very near Dr. Yeah. Hill. He told me, this is how dumb some of these poor women are, bless their heart. His mother-in-law's sister, I believe it was, and this old lady, she went and bought a car. And the only reason she bought this car is because she liked the commercial. They had these young teenagers jumping all over creation. And even the manual that he was reading to her, the manual says that the manufacturer, the government, can shut this car down anytime they want to because it's got computer chips in it.
Yeah.
And I said,
I drive old cars.
Yes. Well, my summa cum laude friend who, while I was in the NOM, he was in college, I said, well, look, you've been preaching that these bitcoins, and that's all I can hear is damn little cryptocurrency. He said, this is going to save us. Well, they can shut your cell phone off, Hoss, anytime they want to. They can shut these computers off anytime they want to. He said, well, absolutely. They have to shut down every computer. Well, they have to shut down all the computers. They will. I mean, so anyway, that's
of course they will. That in.
But Dr. Hill.
Yeah, they want you as vulnerable to their system as you can be. And if you are dependent upon their system, then they will be able to lead you around by the nose, and they will. That's their plan. Get out from under the system. Learn to do things the old-fashioned way. Make connections in your community with people, and be ready to go back and start living the way. Well, I'll be 70 years old on my next birthday. And I know, Eddie, you're just a little bit older than me, and I think Rich is a little bit younger.
I'm not far behind.
Not far behind, but we all remember the old days before this system was put in place, this digital system, and we're going to have to go back to that. And I feel sorry for a lot of young people today because they never knew the sort of things that we were able to do and be free in doing when we were growing up, and we're going to have to go back to those things.
Yeah, they don't have a clue. Well, I tell you, one place they can learn about it is at the next league conference. Dr. Hill, you want to talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. On the 10th and 11th of September in Autauga County, Alabama, almost right in the center of the state, we'll have our 2021 League of the South National Conference. Got a lot of good speakers, including one Eddie Miller, the host of Blood River Radio.
I'm really honored. David Duke.
David Duke, James Edwards, Political Cesspool. We just got a really, really good lineup of speakers that are going to be there. And we're expecting a good time, and we'll have guards out in the parking lot guarding your cars and your persons from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So don't worry about that.
Well, I wish they'd let a few of them get
through,
Dr. Hill.
And you know that day is going to be auspicious, so the feds are probably going to be trying to paint this as some kind of anti-government activity because it's falling on September 11th.
That's right. It's on September the 11th. We didn't do that on purpose, but, that's just fortuitous that it fell on that date. So,
well, God works in mysterious ways, you guys.
He
works in. I see the older, like Benjamin Franklin said, the older he gets, the older I get, the more I see that God is in control of the affairs of men. And I'd just like to reiterate one more time that I am so ready to fight this damn revolution. That's the reason I run my butt off every day. I love running marathons, but I'm running this damn heat and killing myself because I want to be ready to rock and roll when the revolution starts. I want to be ready to get my Gerber Guardian, my K-bar out. I want to be ready to fix a bayonet. I want to be ready to kick some butt in the streets. That's what's coming. And if we lose, we lose. But, the key to that, though, and I'm sure you guys, and Dr. Hill said it when he first came in the show tonight, we have to turn to Jesus Christ Almighty. And we have some atheist people that listen to this show. I beg you, before it's too late, I plead with you, go in prayer like I did years ago when I was semi-atheist. Ask for God to give you faith. But you have to, if you don't become a Christian, not only are you going to perish in this world, you are going to spend all eternity in this mortal torment. I promise you. I would not tell you that if I wasn't 100% convinced of that. How about that, Rich?
Oh, yeah, I agree. That's now's your chance, you know, but everyone needs to repent and need to get on the right side of God, or else there's no other hope, because it's going to be a long and awful struggle, and we haven't even seen the start of how bad it's going to get. As much as people think it's horrible now, it's just going to get worse beyond words. It's going to be like Charlottesville every day for us, you know. And Dr. Hill, you might want to discuss, you know, the upcoming lawfare,
yes,
suit that's being waged against the league, and what the current status is, and how people can help.
Thank you, Rich.
The current status is that we go to trial in Charlottesville on the 25th of October, and we need support. We need not only people on the ground there during that period. The trial is going to be about 4 weeks. I'm not sure exactly when the league part of it is going to be, but we need support and we need money. I'm not ashamed to ask for money from people. You can go to leagueofthesouth.com website. You can get my phone number. You can get my email address. You can contact me about making a donation. We need your funds. We have a good lawyer. We have a good team of other lawyers supporting him in the background, but we just need funds. The enemy has funded this thing to the tune of about $10 million, and their expressed purpose is to destroy us. They have come out publicly and said that. And if you're going to let us be destroyed, we're on the front lines right now. If you're going to let us be destroyed, you just be prepared to come and take our place. If you want us to stay on the front lines, you help us, and we'll be there.
Yes, and you know what?
All those little boy pretenders.
Go ahead, Rich.
It's all part of the world revolution, because the face of the opposition to us is got a hooked nose, and
yes,
they got deep pockets, and they're trying to portray it as, you know, we're the second coming of Adolf Hitler, I guess. But that's what it's boiling down to, and they're, you know, if only. But I mean, they're, you know, they're the ones that are pushing this agenda, that's fighting Christianity, that's pushing homosexuality on our children, that's doing,
yes,
all this stuff with the vaccines and this crap. And of course, they run the banks and they run the commerce. So they
run the media.
You know, yeah, they run the media. I mean, their goal is to destroy us because we're in their way. One thing that Trump said that I could agree with was he told the crowd one time, he says, you know, they're really coming for you, but I just happen to be in the way. I think that was, you know, that was pretty truthful, the one thing he said. There's a lot of things he said,
absolutely,
that weren't truthful, but that, I think he was spot on when he mentioned that. Because they're coming for, right now, they're coming for all the audience, and the league is in their way right now. So,
yes,
you need to help them.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to make one more statement and go to Dr. Hill because we're out of time. But I'm addressing this to our audience. A lot of you people, you know who you are. Stop being a damn coward. We need people. We need bodies to go to Charlottesville with Dr. Hill, Michael Tobes, and the league. Because you know what? When Dr. Hill, people like that are gone, they're coming for you, honey pie. There's not going to be any spectators in the upcoming war. They're going to hurt you worse you can ever mention, ever imagine. So get in the fight now while you still have a chance to help somebody. Go ahead. Take us out, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, that's very well said, Eddie. They're coming for you, you know, and we just happen to be in the way right now. But help us out, and we will be on the front lines.
Yeah, stop being cowards, guys. I mean, hellfire, you have nothing to lose. Well, people, that's it for the first hour. Dr. Hill has to go. He's a very busy man, as you can imagine. We're going to transition second hour. We're going to pick up Gene Andrews and Mr. Jason Kessler, and Rich is going to stay on with us to help me remember who the hell I am, where I am. Anyway, we'll be right back, people. Go get some coffee. It's going to be kind of a long break. Thank you, Dr. Hill.